I'm Eric Whitney. In Polson, high school students are getting an opportunity that's unique in Montana. It's to spend a school year interning at the local hospital. On Wednesday, the 15 students who were interning at St. Joseph's Hospital this year, and some of those who were part of the initial intern class last year, helped explain what it's all about to Denise Juno, Montana's superintendent of public schools.
And they can all attest to this too, because they've all grown up with me.
Juno's visit to Polson came a week after Governor Steve Bullock dropped by to hear about it. Both are Democrats running for Congress and a second term as governor, respectively. Job training and career opportunities for Montanans are important issues being emphasized by Republicans and Democrats in both races. Denise Juno said she'd like to see more partnerships in Montana, like the one between Polson High and St. Joseph's.
I think it's a good program. It's something I'd like to see grow. It's something that's why I'm here, is to learn about what's happening.
In March, Juno's office got a $100,000 grant from the J.P. Morgan Chase Foundation to develop a plan to expand healthcare career opportunities in 54 schools across the state. The program in Polson got started before the grant, but Juno says it makes sense to try to duplicate it elsewhere.
Because we know that it's the fastest growing industry in Montana. We know that there are tons of open jobs in this career field right now.
Polson School Superintendent Rex Welt says after 1 year, he's sold on having high school students intern in a hospital.
Having kids come back to me and say, "Mr. Welt, that's the best experience I've ever had. Thank you." You know, that's why we're in this business, is that we want to touch lives and influence them and make their life better than what we had.
Three Polson High School seniors who interned at St. Joseph's last year had nothing but good things to say about their experiences, like it gave them a chance to find out if they really want to pursue careers in medicine, and that interacting with doctors, nurses, and other hospital staff often forced them out of their comfort zones, made them more mature, and built up their self-confidence. Josie Matichka is one of the students. She said she got to have some very real, very grown-up experiences.
I've seen a couple deliveries, an emergency C-section, a planned C-section.
Students like Matichka do rotations in several different hospital departments. That includes witnessing surgeries and being in the emergency room. While in the ER, Matichka saw the response to a fatal car accident.
And I watched how it affected the patients. I watched how it affected all the staff that was caring for those patients. And that was a huge impact on me, in the sense that I saw, you know, we got to see all the bright, fuzzy things, babies being born, you know, families excited and happy, people get better. And that was super exciting. But I also saw what happens when people pass away and when, you know, the bad part happens.
The idea of putting 16 and 17-year-old students in situations like that might cause some school administrators to shy away from trying to set up student experiences inside working hospitals. Polson Superintendent Rex Welt says it shouldn't.
It's really easy to say no, but if we're so afraid to ever get started, we really can never make something that's going to be great for kids. And so you got to jump in, you got to get out and get messy and figure out what works and what doesn't, and then continue on. Because if we continue to wait and see how to and perfect the program without having kids in it, we'll never have a program. And so you got to jump in and go.
From the hospital side, having students hanging around in the middle of the everyday life and death work that happens within their walls can sound scary too. But Ben Murray, director of clinic operations at St. Joseph's, came to the facility a couple of years ago with previous experience. St. Joseph's parent company, Washington-based Providence Health, has been providing educational experiences for high school students in Washington for at least 6 years already.
Absolutely, there will be challenges, especially you look at the emergency departments and some of the patients that come through surgery lab. There's some pretty dangerous equipment if it's used improperly, and so I think you have to put guardrails up so they'll have a good experience, be able to see what's being done, but keep them safe and also keep the hospital and the organization safe.
Taking on the risk is worth it, Murray says, because Providence has a community service mission, and it helps to grow a healthcare workforce that's currently too small. Hospitals across the country, and especially in rural areas, have a very hard time finding enough qualified staff. Murray says home-growing medical professionals in rural areas creates a workforce that's more likely to serve small-town communities in the future. And Murray says there's another upside for St. Joseph's.
We had 12 ambassadors that just became ambassadors for us. They're some of the most active students in the high school, and so they were well known in the community, and suddenly them spending time here, they really became part of our family, and then they went out and became marketers or ambassadors for us, and they told our story of the care that was provided here. And so it was a great opportunity. It was a great experience for us to hear them share our story and go out and do that.
Both the hospital and the high school say there is some expense involved in the internship program for students. St. Joseph's has a staffer devoting a quarter of her time to it, and individual departments in the hospital also spend some time setting up rotations for the students. The high school has a teacher who spends two periods per day overseeing the internship. But both organizations say the investment is well worth what they and the students get in return. Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio News.